News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's 9 minutes after eight right now. Gardaí are investigating claims that a bomb had been put at the family home of Taoiseach Simon Harris yesterday afternoon. It resulted in a large security operation with nothing that transpired out of it. It's the third threat made against the Fine Gael leader in just over a week. Ciarán Cannon is a party colleague of the Taoiseach. He's a former TD. He's with us now. Ciarán Cannon, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Is this situation getting worse? The threats against politicians getting worse? And what cause is there for them?
Yes, the threats are getting worse. There's no question about that. What mostly resided on social media for the last number of years is now beginning to filter out into what you might call the real physical world, with these horrific threats against the Taoiseach and his young family emanating in recent days. What's causing it? A general effort, I would argue, globally to divide people, to polarise people into their respective camps. And that, unfortunately, is beginning to have an impact here in Ireland. There's no question about that. When we allow really abusive and threatening behaviour, and that's what it is, to manifest itself on social media, when there are little or no consequences for that, when people engage in that kind of behaviour, there's an enablement, there's an empowerment of, you know, say, well, if it's acceptable, then people are emboldened to take that abuse out into the real world, into the physical world, and call up police stations and threaten to bomb the Taoiseach's home. It's horrific.
But at the same time, by drawing attention to it, as the Taoiseach has, and I'm not trying to blame the Taoiseach in any way here, but, you know, he's been quite forthright in coming out and calling this out. And it just seems to have brought more of this kind of madness to his doorstep, quite literally. I mean, is it right or wrong to draw attention to these things?
It's completely correct to draw attention to these things and to draw attention to the people that are seeking to hound him out of office, I would argue, to put him into such a place that he's deeply fearful for the welfare of himself and his family, and he has only one option left open to him. If that's the road we're going down, Jonathan, it's a very dangerous one indeed for the people involved in public life right now and for those who might be contemplating getting into public life. And what I'm wondering, and I would question as to why at this point in time, where these threats have now, as I said, become exceptionally serious, we need to see leadership from the leaders of all our political parties here in Ireland, and indeed those who lead the independent groupings, to say that this is simply not acceptable. And if we get that kind of response from the body politic as a whole, I think it would be really important in sending out a very strong message to those who are engaging this behaviour, that it's not acceptable in any form, and it has no support in any political quarter. I think that's really important.
If you look on social media, Ciarán Cannon, right now, and if you're a young person in particular, all you're going to see are messages that this country is a kip, that there is nothing going for it, that, you know, you've been abandoned, you've been left behind. That narrative is all pervasive, particularly for younger people. And I'm not saying that it's not without its merit, given that we have crises in housing in particular. But, you know, that narrative has taken hold. And as a result, the anger levels have increased significantly towards politicians. Is that fair?
That narrative has taken hold in certain quarters. I mean, if that was the narrative, the pervasive, the dominant narrative, well, neither Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael would be in government right now. But it has taken hold in some quarters. You're correct about that. But as I say, you know, we really need to remember what's happening here. I mean, politicians do not stop being human when they're elected. I mean, if you look at the Dáil and the Shannon right now, you could not see and find a more representative grouping of Irish society as a whole as you do in Leinster House. I've always argued that case, that politicians in general are drawn from their local communities, and the vast majority of them have been deeply involved in community activism long before they ever got into politics. So we forget sometimes that politicians are just parents, neighbours, members of our local communities. But the moment they're elected, they somehow get treated as symbols instead of human beings. And that makes it far too easy to justify the abuse. And it's corrosive right now. It's becoming deeply corrosive to democracy in Ireland. And I would also argue that we would now have a far greater grouping of people contemplating running for the presidency if we didn't have this abusive and threatening atmosphere right now. There are good people. I know there are good people who would have seriously considered entering into the race for the presidency.
And they're running a mile from it because they know
running
what's going to happen.
But the other
side of this, do parties, do the occupants of Leinster House have to bear some responsibility for this as well? Because it doesn't do you much good when at leaders' questions or when we try to elect a Ciarán Cóirle, for example, that we see that the kind of coarseness that you're talking about enter into the Dáil Chamber. So do they not kind of bring this on themselves as well? It's easy blame other people and blame Donald Trump for coarsening the debate when our own crowd are at us as much.
To a degree, yes, I can't disagree with you on that. And I remember, and it kind of got glossed over and forgotten about, but Leo Varadkar's final speech to the Dáil, I think it was back in early April 2024, he said something, and he said that we should never twist each other's words. I remember him saying, above all, that we needed to learn to disagree better. And yeah, some of the earlier days of the current Dáil were far from impressive. The attitude, you're right, the coarseness of the debate nationally, and when people saw that happening and heard that happening day after day after day, there's no question that it didn't assist in getting us to where we need to be. But that still does not justify people threatening to bomb other people's homes. And I would just ask that the leaders of the other all political parties would come out very publicly and criticise what's happening right now. Because unless there's some degree of solidarity amongst public representatives nationally in calling out this for what it is, we're going down a very, very dangerous route here.
We'll leave it there for now. Ciarán Cannon, former Fine Gael TD, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.